Brian and Jarrett. Brian and Jarrett.
And welcome to another episode of Brian and Jarrett Talking. I'm Jarrett.
And I'm Brian.
And we're talking.
We are, once again. Back for another week. Plenty's happened.
A lot has happened
since the last
recently.
Episode. So much so that you guys know we record two episodes at once. We've just checked to see if the royal baby had been born.
The royal baby has been born, and it was ugly. It was an ugly baby.
Yeah.
Which you don't see often.
Yeah.
Trust Wills and Kate.
What was its name again? What did they call it?
What would they call it? They'll probably call it something like George.
Yeah. Well, there's only a couple you can name.
Yeah. It'll be George, William, Elizabeth, or Victoria.
Yeah.
Or Charles.
No,
it won't be Charles. They won't name it Charles. There've been some bad King Charleses in the past.
If it's a daughter, maybe they'll name it Diana. That'd be...
Diana will be the middle name, certainly.
They'd love it.
It'll be something Diana Elizabeth Wales.
Yeah. So...
Why are we talking about the royal baby? What's wrong with us?
All right, well, what...
So okay. Let's go back and do important things. They announced last week that there's going to be a Batman and Superman movie.
Yay.
They're teaming up.
Teaming up or, you know...
Or being adversaries.
Or fighting, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
What do you think of that? You're a big Batman fan. People don't know that.
Huge Batman fan. I'm skeptical.
Yeah, I'm skeptical but optimistic because.
Did you see Man of Steel?
Yeah, I did just this week.
What did you think?
I thought it was great. A good superhero movie. Like, I've read criticisms of it, which I don't necessarily disagree with. But comparing it to like the Fantastic Four or Spider-Man, it's a great superhero movie.
Yeah.
It is a cross between, I'd say, like the tone is a cross between Iron Man and Batman Begins, in the sense that it does all the classic superhero origin story things, yet it has this kind of more serious side to it. It's nowhere near.
I think I found it maybe too serious. There's zero levity in that movie. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Batman Begins was a pretty serious film.
Yeah, but it wasn't as cartoony as a superhero, as a Superman movie.
No, but this just felt, I mean, and I'm all for sort of serious superhero films, but then having seen like Iron Man 3 earlier this year and before seeing it, not really giving a shit about it, thinking like, oh, this, I'm open to this. I'm happy not to see this, but I'm going to go see it, whatever. And I really liked it and thought it was
I still haven't seen Iron Man 3. Is it quite serious?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it is in a way, but like the good thing about those movies is it's got Robert Downey Jr.
Exactly. That's what I loved about Iron Man, the original Iron Man, is that, or the first Iron Man of this trilogy, is that it is completely stereotypically a superhero movie. It hits every beat of origin story, blah, 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 yet it works better than anyone else has done
it. And like Robert Downey Jr.'s got amazing comic timing.
Yeah,
he can just say one line is and make you laugh just based on the way he phrases it is pretty impressive. I think there was maybe one or two attempts in Man of Steel where there was like a kind of a joke line and it didn't land.
I chuckled out loud two or three times. The only one I can remember is where one of the dudes drew a knife and then the other dude, like Zod or whatever, drew like a bigger knife, and that was just like a visual comic thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did chuckle two or three times.
Yeah.
And I think I had a tear at one point.
Right.
Because I'm easy to get emotional when I'm even the slightest bit tired. So that's not really saying anything.
So, yeah, overall, I'd give it maybe a 6.5 out of 10, maybe.
But on a scale of superhero films, it'd be a point or at least a point higher.
Yeah.
If it's in just a superhero category.
Yeah. I think it's like it's maybe on par with like a Captain America maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I was hoping I'd like it so much more. And it did have so many good elements in it that I really liked. I thought just maybe the script wasn't quite good enough. And it was weird though because the emotional beats didn't land. I think that was the biggest concern. And I think part of it might have been that I was in the front row, but then like off to the left.
I was in a similar position.
And the thing was, the stupid thing is, like, we got there quite late, so it was our fault. And it was on a Sunday afternoon, so obviously, you know, pretty popular time to go to the movies. And when we got the tickets, the person's like, it's in the front row, is that okay? I'm like, I don't know, you tell me. You're selling it. It's the same price as the other fucking
seats. Oh, yeah, but apparently they do ask that. They clarify just so people know, because some people just not want the front row. So they do clarify just so you know that you're getting the shittest tickets.
Yeah, but that sucks. Make it cheaper or something.
Mm. Yeah, true.
Yeah, but anyway, it was that. And so, like, my head was slightly turned. Overall, I didn't dislike it. I hoped it would be better than it was.
I'm actually not sure that I gave a shit about the relationship with Lois Lane.
I know, neither
like,
did I.
That seemed...
Because then they kissed at one point, and you're like, oh, wait, you like yeah. I know that you're supposed to be together because that's what the storyline of your characters are. But I didn't get that at all.
Yeah.
And of course, like... He's a really attractive guy, and she's an attractive girl. Like
he could do better.
Yeah, he's fucking Superman.
Yeah,
and he was fucking ripped.
Yeah,
see that scene where he was walking out of the water, and he was took clothes off the washer. Holy shit!
Apparently, he got too big for the suit. Like, he bulked up too much initially,
right.
And he tried on the thing, and they're like, this shit doesn't fit.
No, then you just, what do you mean?
Don't they make the suit around the person? Well, no, like, they, apparently, the initial thing, he was too big for what they had planned, and they either had to make a new suit or they probably would have made a new suit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, but I like some of the changes they made to kind of make it a bit more, like, it makes a bit more sense. So, like, the fact that Lois knows who he is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's a very, she's an extremely smart, an intuitive person.
And the S symbol isn't an S, it's the symbol for hope from Krypton. I quite like that because it made it more logical. Yeah.
It brought it, like, despite the fact that it was, like, pretty much that whole first part is, like, a sci-fi movie. Like, it's more like sci-fi than any of the other Supermans were.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe riding on the back of a fucking, like, four-winged dragon thing. I thought that was cool.
Through watching this and also one of the trailers for another film I saw during it, I realised how much I quite like sci-fi or fantasy stuff without realising how much I did.
Yeah. Well, I think movies now, like, there's a lot more sophisticated sci-fi and...
Yeah.
That's not true. Their older movies are as well, but, like, it's sometimes it could be really campy.
Mm. And it's easy and now for them... It's easy now for them to, like, create this other world
with technology we've got. But onto the most important thing here is that there's going to be... And I think it's going to be Man of Steel 2.
Yeah.
I think it's technically going to be the second Man of Steel movie. Mm. They'll probably call it something... different to maybe bring Batman into it. I'm skeptical as to how much he's going to be in it.
The Batman?
Yep.
Yeah, see, I think, because it's scheduled for a 2015 release, and I think that's too soon for a new Batman, because we still, like, our generation has the Dark Knight trilogy, or the Batman Begins trilogy, the Chris Nolan trilogy.
Fucking, that is the sound of my fingers running together in a money.
I mean too soon to accept. Like, I don't know if we're going to be able to see a new Batman character and accept it. And
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I agree. I think it's too soon. It's definitely, but they want to make it.
But then again, like, that's the thing. I'm optimistic in the sense that when Heath Ledger was cast as the Joker, there was a lot of skepticism, and I thought, I've got faith in Christopher Nolan.
Mm.
I'm sure it'll work out, and it worked out wonderfully.
Yeah.
When Anne Hathaway was cast in The Dark Knight Rises, I was skeptical only because I hate her as an actress until then, but it worked out fine. So I'm in the stage where I trust it'll work out.
Yeah. I'd be interested to see what, because the quote that they read, because this got announced at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And the quote they read was based on one of Batman's graphic novels. The quote they read out to, like, basically tell you that Batman's going to be in it is based off, like, a really awesome graphic novel called The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
And there's no way they can't, like, I don't know. The fact that they're name-checking that movie is weird because it can't be anything like that. Like, Dark Knight Returns was kind of like the last Batman movie, and that Batman's, like, old.
Yeah.
And he, like, comes back out of retirement and he has this massive fight with Superman. and beats him, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, well, I think it's years away. I trust it'll be... It'll either be great or shit. There will be no in-between, or it'll just divide everyone. It'll be divisive.
Actually, I'd rather it be shit than just be, like...
average.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like... I want to either be for it or against it. I'll be kind of pissed off if it's just somewhere in the middle where I'm like, there were parts of it that were all right, but overall, kind of fucked up. Yeah, I don't know.
I have a feeling it's probably going to be more like that. It probably will be more middle of the road.
Yeah.
Don't love it, don't hate it.
I'll be interested to see who is going to be Batman and how they're going to... Because, like, there's no way the last set of, like... Stylistically, it's pretty similar to Man of Steel, the last set of Batman movies, but like tonally, very different.
Wouldn't it be great if it was Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
That would be cool. I kind of want them to do that.
It was like a start of a new trilogy or something.
Yeah, but it's going to be Bruce Wayne. They're going to make it Bruce Wayne again.
Oh, no, but I mean Joseph... Oh, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Very interested. Mm. Because I loved the last Batman set of movies. Of course. So... Yeah.
I had a thing a few weeks ago where you've been in a long-term relationship for, what, like 6, 7 years?
Nine years. Almost.
Back in our heyday, in our youth, when we were both single, we didn't date, let's be honest. No. Neither of us were players or...
Definitely not.
I've more than once, and by that I mean twice now, someone's tried to pick me up on Facebook.
Okay.
Someone I've never met, who is a friend of a friend, who's just added me on Facebook and tried to make things happen there.
Go on.
I get a friend request. The first time was about a year ago from this dude, and I'm actually going to have to block these people when I post this episode because I don't want them to see it. The first time was a dude, and it was just after I'd been to a party where I met a lot of people. And I'm like, oh, did I meet you at so-and-so's party? He said, no, just a random ad. And I'm like, okay.
He doesn't know you.
No, we had a couple of mutual friends.
Okay.
But we'd never met. And I thought, well, you're good-looking, so let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
Went nowhere. Then just like two or three weeks ago.
What do you mean by like see where this goes? Did you guys like just chat?
I'm like, well, let's chat and get to know each other and see if something happens.
Yeah.
And it didn't. But then just same thing happened a couple of weeks ago. And I had one mutual friend with this dude and I emailed my mutual friend. I'm like, do you know this guy? Like he just added me and he wants to get to know me.
Yeah.
He said, no, he did the same thing to me.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't mind. I'm like, I guess people are using Facebook to...
How obvious are they, besides the fact that it's a random ad from a gay guy?
It was a friend request and I accepted.
Yeah.
And then both times I messaged them and said, hey, I tried to be kind of, subtle about it. And be like, hey, did I meet you at so-and-so or have we met?
Yeah.
And both times they're like, no, I just thought, you know.
But are they obviously like trying to chat you up?
Yes. Yeah. Especially the recent one.
Are they like, do you want to meet up?
No, it didn't get that far because he's quite boring.
Right.
Like he asked the same question 3 times or whatever and... I would have been keen to early on, but...
He's just playing a numbers game. He's got, like...
Yeah, exactly.
A heap of different chat windows open. He's copying and pasting, and he accidentally copied the same question 3 times. That's kind of cool. That'd be fucking great.
I don't mind the concept, but it's just weird when... I'm not used to that. I'm not used to strangers on Facebook. I've only just gotten used to adding someone I just met at a party.
Yeah. You've never done, like, a random, hey, just adding for...
I did once, because... because I liked the guy.
Yeah.
But I didn't expect it to go anywhere. And I actually met him a few months later and then we became real friends.
Right.
But yeah, I've never done like a Facebook pickup.
Because that would be like if I was single and I tried to do that to a girl, that'd be creepy as shit. Wouldn't it? If there was like an attractive girl and I just added and she's like, hey, do I know you from somewhere? I'm like, just an ad.
Yeah, it would be creepy.
It is. But it's all right. I guess...
That's the thing. It's what you're comfortable with. Like, I could have said no. Mm. I didn't have to accept.
Yeah.
I'm like the girl in the street wearing the short skirt who gets raped. I'm asking for it.
You're Jodie Foster in The Accused.
Tilt.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that'd be cool. I mean,
it's just a new experience.
I guess that's what girls probably deal with.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I got my ass squeezed at a party a few weeks ago, and it wasn't even a good ass squeeze. It was like my upper rear thigh.
Yeah.
And I scolded. I'm like, that wasn't an ass squeeze, even though I was kind of like, who are you squeezing my ass?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Kayla was telling me the other day she was just walking, like she was getting lunch or something in the city, and a guy like approached her and said, what did he say? He said something along the lines of like, I like watching you walk.
Ugh.
And you're like, oh, that's...
No.
Does that work? No.
It can't.
No.
There is no way that ends up well.
Unless in his mind he's like, I know, this is going
to
work.
He's just getting off on saying it. Like he goes home, he's like, oh, I remember that when I told her that.
Yeah, I guess. I was like, how old was he? Was he creepy looking? He's like, must be, what, he was 40 like plus? Pretty normal. No, he was like similar to our age.
Oh, that's even worse. That's even worse.
Yeah.
He's got no reason to be that way at that age.
Hmm.
I like watching you walk. No.
There's a nicer way to, there's a probably a
but then again,
a friendlier way to, a non rapey way to say that.
But then again, maybe he is like just socially awkward and he's been building up. Yeah, but like he's not creepy. He's just like, this is his first time talking to a girl like that.
Yeah.
And he's thought, this is the perfect thing to say. This will charm her.
Yeah.
And it came out that way.
Have you ever tried like a low percentage pickup line or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Like you've never been like,
I don't think I've ever even tried a pickup line.
I'm drunk. I don't back myself to have a good conversation, but I'm going to go up and say this and see if it works.
I think no. At most, I would have just jumped in the deep end on say like a date or like a drinks thing.
Mm.
Like if you're meeting someone just for coffee or for a drink,
yeah.
I would have just jumped in the deep end and gone for the kiss or whatever.
Mm.
I've never tried any pickup line bullshit. Yeah. I would sound exactly like that guy did. I would sound like, I like watching you walk.
Yeah.
No, it's not for me.
Yeah. Well, my pickup line for Kayla was like months and months of chatting on MSN late night and then going, yeah, let's like, I like you.
Mm.
That was it. So I've never had the low percentage thing. I think maybe if I was like, maybe at a party or something like this before I was, you know, in a relationship or whatever, I'd maybe like just get drunk enough that I would kind of like just go up and talk to someone, but I don't think I'd ever try a pickup line.
Mm. See, it's awkward for me as well because at the parties or the people that I meet nowadays as well, they're all friends or friends of friends.
Mm.
So, and I'm not into sort of dating friends or hooking up with a friend of a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of awkward when you're friends with these people because you know that if something happens with you there, then they'll be at the next party or they'll be at the next party. And yeah, so I'm not really, it's pretty platonic.
I went to a, what was it called? I guess it was like the dance party, the Maris dance party, my high school.
Oh yeah.
Before I came to our high school in 11 and 12. And they had them for like, I think all years could go, but I, for some reason, like I always just thought they were so stupid and like they were, and they weren't my thing at all. They played the worst music and it was cause we had a girl's school next door. We were on all guy school, but there was a girl's school that shared kind of the same grounds as us a little bit. And that's where they were as well. And like, I was so socially retarded when it came to talking to girls at that age, because I don't know, like, I guess between the years of primary school when I went to school with girls and then year eight, I knew what talking to girls kind of meant. It was like, oh, okay, like these are people I'm attracted to and like that sort of thing. And
you see the stuff in movies and TV shows where it all works out perfectly and you just think that will happen, but it doesn't.
Yeah. And you just find yourself in the situation where like you might be there with like a friend who does have confidence and is cool with talking to girls and you'll walk up with them, start talking to these girls. And then like, you'll find yourself in a conversation. You're like, I'm not saying anything.
Mm. And you're like, how does that happen? Like what's this person doing?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a good thing I've never have to ever do that because I'd be horrible at it.
I did have an awkward moment at a party recently. It didn't have to do with talking to girls, thankfully. Mm. I have a joke with a friend of mine, our friend Adrian, good friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We have a joke about a Barack Obama impersonation where the extent of it is, thank you. thank you, which is what I've noticed he sounds like when he talks to a big crowd. He always says that while they're trying to simmer down. Right. He's always like, thank you. So me and Adrian, we just have this thing with each other. We'll always say that to each other. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound at all like Barack Obama. Yeah. Everyone will agree.
It's an in-joke.
Yeah, exactly. But we're at a party and someone mentioned American politics and Adrian says, oh, Jared does an awesome impersonation of Barack Obama. He's like, you have to hear it. Everyone, listen to this. Yeah. And people quiet down and look at me. I'm like, no. I'm like, let me clarify. This isn't an impersonation of Barack Obama. This is awful. This is an in-joke. And I do it. And the guy's like, yeah, that was shit. And I'm like, well, I told you. Yeah, like, I still felt bad that he called it shit, even though I did. But I'm like, come on. I'm like, how would you, like, give me a break?
Yeah.
And as well, the fact that the guy just said, yeah, that was shit. Like.
I was, outside a gig once with one of our friends, one of our mutual friends, Tom, and there was a girl who, she was American and she didn't know anyone there, and I think she just kind of outside the show just came out and started talking to us because, you know, she's new and didn't know anyone, and we just sort of got into conversation with her, and she was very nice, and we started telling kind of jokes, and I think I've talked about this on the show before where I'm always really worried because, my sense of humor is maybe a bit blue.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know. And it's true. Any funny joke is generally something that's, borderline offensive, which is why it's funny.
You can have plenty of funny jokes that aren't offensive.
You can, but, the good ones. And what did I do? I think we got to the point where there were a couple of, couple of borderline blue jokes happening, and I told a joke about, it was either the punchline was either something about pedophilia, or I think it was pedophilia was the joke, and it did not land, and it was that awkward moment where I thought I had confidence. I'm like, I think this is gonna work. I think she's gonna be okay with this one. And, just nothing, silence.
Well, I had a similar awkward experience just last week when we've joked about Denny Hines on the podcast before. We've joked about how few followers she has on Facebook, on Twitter, and how she's not really a...
And she's got more than us now.
She's got more followers on Twitter than we have on Facebook, true.
Yeah.
But we've joked about how she's not really a relevant entity in life. And this came up at lunch the other day, last week.
Mm.
And one of my friends said, you're going to do some more Denny Hines jokes on the podcast. And another dude at
you're
lunch.
Yeah, shit, yeah.
And another dude at lunch said, yeah, she's a good family friend of ours. And it felt like 4 minutes of just awkward silence. Because me and the other two people are looking at each other like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This guy knows her. How do I handle this? And it turned out to be okay. He was cool with it.
He knew she was a joke.
But it was just, a similar awkward moment where we thought we could all laugh about Denny Hines, but apparently we were insulting a family friend.
Yeah. There should be this button that is invented where, everyone has it, and if there's an awkward moment, you can just press it and everyone's like, yep, cool. That's all.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Let's all forget that happened.
I always like the opposite of that is whenever I'm in with a group of people who may or may not know each other that well, and it just comes to a natural silence.
Mm.
And I'll just say, well, how about we have an awkward silence? And then people look around and it sort of becomes awkward.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of fun.
But you have one of the rare gifts of people who I think almost anyone who meets you for the first time
takes me seriously with whatever I'm saying.
No, is initially very offended by you.
I've met
You stick to your guns. You don't hold back on the offensiveness. So they get to a point where I guess they realize that that's just you. You're not it wasn't a once off offensive joke you told.
Yeah. It's just me being an asshole.
It's just it's your repertoire. It's you know.
Well, we a friend of a friend of ours. Once he met us and me, he said to our good friend Ben. And he said, I really want to hate Jared, but I just can't.
Yeah.
And I saw where he was coming from, because I'm like, yeah, I mean, I can totally understand someone disliking me or finding me abrasive. But then...
The last podcast, you made a joke about the potential of Kate Middleton having an abortion by calling it a royal flush.
But yeah, but then I was on a train just a few weeks ago with a friend of mine, and... because, you know, I love making puns and whatnot.
Mm.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't mind, you know, the royal flush sort of things, the awful jokes, but I really do love the lame puns, like the dad jokes, the uncle jokes. And I made a couple of them on the train ride, and this dude was laughing but hating that he was laughing.
Right.
And I'm like, you're like another friend of mine. I'm like, you hate that you can't hate me.
Mm.
He's like, yeah, true.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I
see, I don't have that commitment. I don't have, like, once a joke doesn't land, that's a... I'd sort of back off. I'm like, all right.
I don't know that I stay too strongly with jokes that don't land.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think
I just
do.
Appreciate jokes, like, as I said with the puns, they'll land for me.
Yeah.
I don't care if anyone else gets them. So I was recently listening to a podcast, the Ricky Gervais podcast, and the topic came up on there, which I thought would be good to talk about here.
We could steal.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it gave me two ideas. It gave me the idea of the answer to the question and the idea that if I need topics for our podcast, I can just listen to others and cherry pick them.
Yeah. It's like, well, is he still the most successful of all time?
Yeah, definitely.
Why not?
Still from the greats.
Yeah.
If you knew the world was going to end in 24 hours, what would you do? You've got 24 hours to do anything. And for an example, Stephen Merchant, who's on the podcast, said he'd always just love to smash up a bar, like with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff. And I've thought the same. I'd love to tear up a whole house, throw the TV through the window, like tip the fridge over, hit light bulbs with a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I'd love to do. You've got 24 hours, you know the world's going
to
end.
I think I'd just go up to all the people who I really dislike and just give them the finger right in the face and just like, fuck you.
Do you want to spend your last day doing that, though? Like,
a little bit.
Think about it. But think about the time it would take you to find them and track them down. Knows the world's going to end.
Let's all keep in mind that obviously our answer's always going to be at the end, like finding the people, finding your loved ones, spending your time. But what do you know, like...
No, fuck them.
Yeah, well, everyone's going to do that in the end. But that's the last 12 hours.
12?
What are you doing for the first 12?
I'll go the first 16. Yeah, I'm breaking glass. Everyone is going to break some glass if they knew they could get away with it.
You wouldn't find someone and, like, punch them in the face.
Actually, I would. There's someone I know who I would.
Yeah.
I would just tell them that, yes, I would. I would punch them in the face.
Because pretty much the only reason... Actually, not the only reason, because I'm a pretty non-violent person. But one of the main reasons that stops me ever from... And I've never been in a fight before, so...
Don't advertise that.
Is because I... Most situations, I don't back myself to win.
Yeah. So you'd love to just go up behind someone you hate and hit them in the back of the head with a cricket bat.
No. I wouldn't want to, like, bludgeon them. Just be, like, maybe a punch to the face. Or just a fucking slap, a huge slap on the face.
Yeah. And you tell them why?
It's because you're a beast. I'd spend the rest of the time running.
But, yeah, would you, like, driving on the side, like, would you kill anyone?
No.
But they've got 12 hours to live anyway.
But wait, is the only reason that's stopping you from killing people is the repercussions?
No, but if the entire world is going to end, like, no one's going to have to deal with it tomorrow. Like, if I say I hate...
it isn't a moral issue for you.
What I'm saying is, say, it's like, okay, when I was about 4, I dropped a brick on a frog.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see what would happen.
Yeah.
I was curious. Mm. It's a similar thing. There's no repercussions.
You'd want to ride a car into a human.
But if there's no repercussions...
I think you know what happens.
But what I'm saying is, when you know that everything is going to end in 24 hours, the rules kind of change a little bit.
No.
Well, why are you going to... Yeah, they do, because no one's going to have to deal with it
in a day. I don't want to spend the last 12 hours feeling guilty for killing a person.
But that's what I'm saying. The fact that the world's going to end means there's no guilt there.
No, you've denied that person the last 12 hours with their loved one. Their loved
that's
ones
true.
Are going to be in, you know...
But you know that
agony.
You're just a nap away from it never being an issue.
Yeah, but I don't want to die with that on my conscience. Clear conscience is what I want.
So you're happy to slap and tell someone to fuck you?
It would be I would have a sprint run up with a jump and slap in my stride.
Okay, how about, what if the person that you hated was hanging off a cliff? This is the last 24 hours.
Mm.
You could let them slip or you could save them.
And
if they slipped, you heard them do something like awful like that. You saw them shit their pants as they slipped.
I don't think I would.
You got 3 seconds. Save them. Three.
Save them. I'd save them.
Ah, weak.
How did they get in that position?
I put them there for this scenario.
That's how you'd spend your last 24 hours.
I'd spend the last 24 hours making you murder someone.
Yeah, yeah. I'd do that. I'd slap or a stunt bottle.
Yeah. No, yeah, I probably wouldn't kill anyone either.
Wouldn't be a real glassing, but that would be fun. I was talking about that with someone recently.
A stunt bottle.
Wouldn't that be fun? Just
yeah, get someone there for real. Stunt bottle. You're in the industry.
Yeah, we got heaps of stunt bottles where I work.
But no, yeah, I wouldn't kill anyone, but I would love to fucking tear up a house.
Yeah. I'd do stuff like, I'd do silly stuff as well,
dress as a clown and then go and, like, rob McDonald's.
I don't think I'd want to, I wouldn't just be, like, breaking the law.
No, I would just be breaking stuff. I would just be destruction, mayhem.
Yeah. I had something, I think I had something.
I'd kick a midget.
Not on midgets again, Jared. That's horrible. You would be.
So I'm allowed to kick an adult if they're my height.
You would be on the last day. You would be the person I'd do a run and slap to.
I'd be the person you killed. I'd be like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean
to stop you killing other people. Be heroic.
You'd be justified.
Yeah, exactly.
For the last 12 hours, you'd be the man.
You know what? I'd maybe die in a fantastic way.
Yeah.
Don't know what that would be like, jumping out without a parachute. Oh, that'd be terrifying, wouldn't it? That wouldn't be fun. What's a good way to die? How do you die?
No, a good way to die is saving someone else's life, jumping in front of the bus and throwing them out of the way. Yeah, and this is in complete contrast to me wanting to kill someone.
You're not
going to
set. It's not heroic if you set that situation up.
I didn't say I'd set it up, but imagine
you're just going to spend your last day waiting by the side of the road in case someone walks.
No, but just in general, a good way to die would be saving someone else's life.
Yeah, it would be.
And I love that in movies. Any film which has a sacrificial ending, like a self-sacrificial ending, I love. Hellboy 2, no spoilers.
Does Hellboy sacrifice himself? I've seen that movie, I don't remember.
Hellboy 2?
Yeah.
No, the other character. Oh, we can edit that whole part out. That's not good.
just got on a tangent that no one else is interested in talking about Hellboy 2.
But no, I think sacrificial, because I think with my logical brain, there's no way I'd give my life up for someone else.
Yeah.
It sounds bad, but when you think about it,
is it that heroic if they're going to die anyway? That's in direct contrast to what you just said.
That's
you were
what I
do.
Said. I'm not saying I want to kill someone. I'm saying...
You went from killing someone to sacrificing yourself for someone.
No, in everyday life, that makes me sound even worse, that I'd rather sacrifice myself in everyday life.
That makes it sound heaps better.
Than what, killing someone in the last day on Earth?
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say sacrificing yourself
I'm saying a good way to die is in a sacrificial way, which is why I'm an organ donor.
Yeah.
Which I think everyone should be.
But you wouldn't make it in the papers. You wouldn't get the credit.
Hey, I'm dead.
Yeah, so is everyone else. Yeah, I don't know. I would... Man, I don't know. It's a good question.
I think going immature and smashing up a bar, putting a TV through a window is the way to go.
Yeah, I'd take a dump in public, just on like in
Hyde
Park.
I saw that happen in Paris.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
We're walking down the street and I saw this stream of what I thought was water next to a woman squatting.
Oh.
And then she stood up. She was wearing only a bathrobe, and she stood up from her squat to reveal that there was a giant turd there. And that stream was piss.
What was her deal?
Was she homeless?
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's not funny. I just want to clarify that before I burst out.
She
laughing.
Was French, so it added a bit of class to it.
Yeah. Oui, oui.
Merde.
We were at Splendor in the Grass a couple of years ago. And we were kind of like, it's a festival, so cubicles are always packed, especially the girls' line. So we were just kind of hanging out in an area, just sitting down between bands. And there was this kind of like, I guess this like sort of ditch area that would normally had like a very small bridge about half a meter high that kind of crossed it. And we saw this girl sort of sit down on the edge of the bridge.
No.
And then just lean forward across. And we started seeing her taking a piss. And no one else was watching it. And we were just like, oh my God, we're the one seeing it. And she got up and like she totally thought she got away with it. And our friend George just called out, "Hey, have a good piss." And she was mortified.
Oh, as she should have been.
Yeah.
We were at a festival. But
why is that more disgusting than seeing a guy piss against a fence?
I'm not saying it is or it isn't.
But that's way more socially acceptable,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't use the urinal. Because I don't like the idea of pissing against a wall. I always use a cubicle.
Do you never piss against the wall? Have you never?
I have in the past, but when I'm out in public, I go to cubicles.
But what if you... Okay, there's a 30-minute line for the toilets at a festival.
I held it in for longer. Big day out, 2006, I didn't go to the toilet at all.
Who's your favourite artist? Who's favourite artist?
I don't know. These days, I probably wouldn't mind the Scissor Sisters.
Scissor Sisters were performing... They were at that one.
Yeah,
that's Splendor. They're performing in 10 minutes.
I'll go watch them. I can hold it in. I can hold it in all day.
No, you're busting.
Listen, I'm telling you, big day out 2006. I didn't go to the bathroom at all there due to the deplorable state of the toilets. I held it in all day.
So you wouldn't take a piss
against
the fence?
And that wasn't even by choice. I tried to go, but I was in a fucking urinal with disgusting people around. There was 6 inches of liquid on the floor, it seemed.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go.
The fence,
not that I chose
the fence
not
would
to.
Have been cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can hold it in if I need to.
Okay. That was a long discussion on piss. And a very heated discussion.
That's probably the first time we've had a piss discussion.
Yeah.
I was in Hyde Park a few years ago. And do you ever give money to homeless people when they ask?
I have felt still very guilty in every situation. Because every time I think I've given money to a homeless person, they've asked for more.
That's a bit much.
Yeah. I think I make a blanket rule not to, because if you give it to one, what stops you from giving it to... That
it's
sounds...
Like,
does
it's
that
like,
sound... That is
no,
bad.
I agree 100%. And what makes me sound even worse is that I've been at the train station and someone's asked me for like $2, but I knew it was a dude who just needed it for his ticket.
So did you give it?
Yeah. Because I thought, well, I know he's like, that could be me one day.
Yeah.
Whereas when there's a homeless dude on the street asking for $2, I'm like, you're asking everyone for that.
Yeah.
It's indiscriminate. You know, they're just like, gimme, 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 gimme. Whereas this guy, I'm like, this guy really... No, and I know that what I mean is... That's what I'm saying.
Those
why it makes
selfish pricks.
No, but I'm like, the dude at the train station, I'm like, this dude needs his $2 to get on his train to go back to his house.
Yeah.
And
this,
I thought, oh, that
needs
could be me.
$2 yeah. to eat.
I've seen homeless guys argue about who's stolen more money off each other before.
Really?
Yeah. I was walking and there was a guy who I didn't think was homeless. He was just in front of me and he turned around randomly and said, oh, do you have $2? Do you have $2? I'm like, no. And then we came to the corner near QVB and the dude sitting on the corner had a go at him about who had more money. And the guy who asked me yelled at that guy. He's like, yeah, I stole $50 off you that time, remember? And I punched you in the fucking face. Who's come out ahead? Who's come out ahead? And it was just so surreal. But
I can't imagine a homeless person ever having $50 at one
time.
Well, did they do that?
And getting punched in the fucking head. But no, the one time that I do remember giving money to a genuine homeless person, he earned it. He earned it big time. I was sitting in Hyde Park eating lunch and this dude comes up to me from, you know, meters away and he's yelling, excuse me, excuse me. And whether it's homeless people or people giving out flyers or whatnot, I always give everyone a chance in the city, or people with petitions. I'm like, I'll listen, you know, I'll see what you're on about. And this guy's like, I'm going to have to write you a ticket, sir. And he's miming writing a ticket with his hand. And I'm like, well, what for? He says, for being so damn cool. And I'm like, well, okay. And he mimes handing me the ticket and I mime taking it from him.
Yeah.
And he says, and you know what? I'm going to be a millionaire one day. I said, okay. He's like, and if you give me $2 today, I promise you, when I'm a millionaire, I will find you and I will give you $1 million. How does that sound? And being honest, I was like, well, that sounds like a good deal.
Yeah.
He's like, so what do you say? How about you give me $2? And I'm like, well, yeah. I'm like, you've earned it.
That's a good that's investment.
That's worth $2 because it's given me a story I've told a dozen times.
Yeah. And
when he's a millionaire, I'm getting $1 million.
Yeah.
Like,
do you reckon he'll give it up when he becomes...
Oh, when he's a millionaire, definitely. He said, I got the ticket.
Yeah. It says that on the ticket as well.
As well as you
being cool.
I don't know the ticket. Well...
Wait, was he saying that being...
I was getting a ticket for being too damn cool.
Okay. As if that was a problem?
Well, it must be. If you're too cool.
It's too...
too anything is a problem.
Yeah. He seemed pretty happy about giving it to you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It only cost... Yeah, it cost me $2.
What he should do is spend that $2 to actually get, like, a book of tickets and then write it out to people. Mm. And that could be, like...
Like raffle ticket things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go right.
You could actually... Yeah, that's the thing. If you're creative, you can make money being homeless.
You know what I mean? We sound like the worst people in the world.
Well, I gave a future millionaire $2.
So what you're saying is they got to give you a little something.
I'm not saying they have to give me a little something. I'm saying if you give me a little something, you'll probably get something back.
The homeless people with dogs.
They're the worst. Yeah. Not they're the worst. I mean, that's the worst situation because yeah, it is sad. Although they're more likely to get money given to them.
I think so, yeah.
Which is, yeah.
Because that's it. Because I think the human brain is programmed to feel sympathy towards dogs more than they are humans.
I know. It's because, you know, we've all had pets. We've all had dogs.
Yeah. People love dogs.
Yeah. And considering the lengths that I've gone to for my cat sometimes, you feel ridiculous when you'd jump through hoops for a cat, but you wouldn't give a homeless person a sandwich.
Oh, totally. The way my dad treats our dogs, he'll save scraps that, and when I say scraps, I mean like leftovers.
Yeah.
That we want to eat. And he's like, oh, they're for the girls. Like we've got two female Jack Russell Terriers, known as the girls. And my dad's retired, so he's like, he spends more time with the girls than he does with any of us. So it's like, I guess maybe it's justified.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I see you guys once you get home from work.
I've had you for years.
The
dogs have never made me cry. The dogs never annoyed me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's loving it. They're loving it. They do get treated extremely. They have two beds. Like two little sort of because they bought one and they didn't like it, so now I've got another and they're sitting inside each other
with my cat.
Yeah,
but that's a lesson for dogs out there: get a retiree as an owner.
Yeah, dogs have won the animal lottery.
I think dogs and cats are better. Not cats are better, but cats have it better because. Okay, there was one time in summer where I had my fan on me and my cat was sitting near me. And just for a joke or just to make my cat feel better, I held the fan at the cat for about 20 seconds. And then I thought, we joke about how the Egyptians used to worship the cats.
Yeah.
I'm literally holding an electric fan on my cat because I want him to feel good.
Yeah, sign of the times.
Yeah.
Yeah. On that note, I think we might leave it there for another episode.
Yeah.
Please tell us what you think. What do you like?
What do you not like?
Who do you like better?
Yeah.
Brian or Jared? Are you Brian man or woman? Don't want to
cross gender.
Yeah. Janice, who do you like better?
I actually want to know. Janice, who do you like better? Jared or Brian?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to win this one, actually.
I think I heard again on the weekend the way one of our friends described it, one of my friends who you also know, you said, you are both very funny. And I'm like, I know what that means. If I was funny, you'd say I was funny. I'm like, I know what that means. And she's like, oh, well, yeah.
Ms. B?
Yeah.
I thought, B.
Yeah.
Shout out.
But thanks very much for listening to us. Once again, you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Brian and Jared Talking. iTunes, probably about it. Podomatic. All that stuff.
You know where you can find us.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks very much for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Peace.
Brian and Jared. Brian and Jared.